Are you a homeowner constantly dealing with contractors to fix things around your home? Do you deal with the hassle of calling around, no-shows, and getting ripped off? It doesn't have to be like that if you use the Jiffy On Demand app. Jiffy On Demand gives you the power to schedule already vetted contractors within minutes, just like ordering an Uber. Download the Jiffy On Demand app and use the code JUSTJIFFYIT for $30 off your first job or online at JiffyOnDemand.com. Jiffy On Demand, fast, reliable home maintenance for less.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
So who doesn't want to know another language? Well, the problem is learning it. I mean, if you could just flip a switch and know French or Spanish or even Russian, that'd be cool, right? But who wants to sit in a class for hours when you could be doing something fun? But now, here's the next best thing to flipping that language switch, getting the Babbel app. With Babbel, you can learn a language in just a few minutes a day. No kidding, just a few minutes. And in no time, you'll be able to speak another language. So if someone drops you in France, you'll be able to have a great conversation. Unless, of course, they drop you in France and you had learned Russian, but hey, that's okay, you get my point. Get Babbel, flip the switch, and know a language. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
New spring styles are here at Old Navy. Get there today for up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans for the family. Tops start at just $8. That's right, just $8. Hurry in for up to 50% off the looks you want now, like fresh new denim in the season's best colors. Get up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans, plus save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 222 to 31, select styles only.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse!
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Trust me, we are laser focused on Comcast. We get it. 100% understand how important that is to our fans. And while we feel really great about the network, and Mully, appreciate the plug for it, also appreciated David Ross's plug for it, given he was laid up and otherwise wouldn't see it. You know, really, we really won't call it a success until we've got Comcast done and are really serving the whole market.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. There you go.
He's right.
That's it.
That's the only approach you can take. You don't necessarily you can't really feel complete about everything if you're the Cubs until you get a deal struck with Comcast. And they continue to negotiate. They continue to put pressure on. getting WOW, the fourth largest provider, is something that probably applies a little bit more pressure to Comcast. But we'll see. They have a month. A month from yesterday is opening day. So we'll see how fast these things develop.
All right. 312-644-6767. A lot of people want to talk about it. We'll start with Mike. Mike's on the road. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, I apologize if I missed something, but I've been listening to a lot of this marquee Comcast back and forth. If I understand it right, there's three people or three organizations that own Comcast, one being 25% the Ricketts family, 50% Jerry Reinsdorf.
You got the wrong Comcast. I'm sorry, Mike. NBC Sports Chicago.
Yeah. That's not what they're trying to do here. The Cubs games will not be on NBC Sports Chicago. He's talking about Comcast, it's the cable provider.
Do the Cubs still own a portion of
no,
that?
No, I don't think that's the case.
They bought out of that,
yeah.
right?
And yeah. and they are now exclusively on the Marquee Sports Network, and the White Sox are exclusively on NBC Sports Chicago.
Right, right.
So what you're saying is the Ricketts have no ownership in any Comcast whatsoever.
No.
Comcast, this is a cable provider. This is a television company. What you're talking about is the old Comcast sports show or the sports channel.
Comcast Sportsnet ceases to exist.
No, yeah. It became NBC Sports Chicago.
So that's why you're confused,
right.
Mike. Thanks for the phone call.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not something that it's a non-starter because he's just confused by the names of the name of the network. The name of the new network, NBC Sports Chicago. Let's check in with Mike downstate. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
There could be a viable alternative because I use Amazon Fire Stick and I can get MLB for free. I watch all the Cub games, high definition. And I haven't explored Marquee yet as far as tinkering and getting that in on my Fire Stick.
But you're not, you're just, where are you? You're downstate. You are not in the market here. See what I'm saying?
Now, here's the other alternative, Molly. Those people that have cable, if they have Wi-Fi with their cable, all they got to do is get the stick. Normally runs between $39 and $49. You go to YouTube. There's a program you can get and pull. It's called Kodi. Drop that in on the stick. Bingo. You go right into MLB. You can get all the games for free. High definition, excellent pitcher, quality, the whole nine yards. I've watched them for over 2 years now on my stick. Not a problem.
Thanks, Mike. I've heard people doing that.
Yeah.
I've anecdotally.
Kevin, isn't that one of your tricks?
I've heard of people doing that. I don't know if that works in the market. I can't speak to that, but I know that's not the first person I've heard from there.
312-644-6767. John's on the road. Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Molly, you're spot on. The Cubs need Comcast more than Comcast needs the Cubs. I look at it, if you're going to see this huge defection of fans to AT&T or now the big WOW Network deal they made, then Comcast may be concerned, but if you look at the DLLA the Dodgers made, you've got their largest carrier still doesn't have their games after 7 years, and is glad they didn't do it because the network or the carriers that did it haven't been able to monetize it. They're losing money on the deal. So I would hope, and I'm a Comcast subscriber, but I'm a Sox fan, full disclosure, I don't want to subsidize it. I'm not going to watch it.
Right.
So I understand their position, and I think it's a smart one. So I think the price will have to come down because if there was a clear competitive advantage to have that, Comcast would have saw the subscribers moving already and they're not seeing it.
And we know that that NBC Sports Chicago is carrying five more White Sox spring training games, but you can go to WhiteSox.com and you can watch all the home games in Glendale. They have all those home games broadcast on the on WhiteSox.com. So you can watch more than, but you got to keep an eye on the schedule and you can't, it's not like just sitting down in front of your TV, which again is the problem people have. A lot of people are couch potato types that sit down and turn on the TV. And if it's not there, then they move on to something else.
And I think the Cubs realize that they need Comcast probably more so than the other way around. But I think that's why they're trying to make a deal. This is the negotiation. It's a process and we'll see. you know, deadlines spur action, and the deadline's still a month away.
Let's get to Lori. Lori's in Wheaton. Good morning, Lori.
Morning, Lori.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I have a question. I have AT&T, and I've been watching the marquee station. Turn it on between, I'm not sure when it starts, but if you turn it on between the hours of like 5 or 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock at night, there's college basketball.
Right.
There's auto racing. How is that all Cubs all the time? And if people are paying extra to watch the Cubs, they're going to be a little ticked off if they turn it on.
We talked about that. We talked about that with Crane. There is other.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
part,
it's okay. There is other content. You know, they you know, I believe like in spring training anyway, they're playing these games like 3 times from when I'm checking in. So the same game you can see in 3 different time periods. They as I said, they had pro bowling on yesterday in the morning, I believe. They had what is the thing called?
The commercials too. Look, it's 24/7 and I understand what you're saying, Lori, and I would think that I'm not speaking on behalf of the team or anything like that, but they've been on the air for a week and a half. They haven't been able to
produce content. Yes.
So when they get to that point, I think you'll be seeing all the David Ross, you know, deep dives into his background that you'll want in the, on a loop. You know, how many times can you watch the Ernie Banks documentary?
Yeah, that I was going to say. It should be Ernie Banks documentary, Cubs game, Ernie Banks.
I haven't heard anything about the Ernie Banks documentary.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's really well done, and I love Ron Rappaport as much as the next guy. But, I mean, there's only so much.
At least the dubbing was done correctly on that
one.
They got that resolved.
Well, they either got it resolved or they're no longer showing programming that was produced by whoever produced that. Woo.
Joe is on the road. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, guys. When I was listening to Crane Kenny, what I took from, and I could be wrong, is that they don't want to spend any money right now until they get the revenue stream going from the TV deal. But to a Cubs fan, they need more money to spend more on players? So you're asking the customers to change providers or jump through hoops to spend more money so the Cubs can afford Nicholas Castellanos or whoever.
Right. Well, no, that's not actually what the deal is, Joe. What they're saying is there was a certain amount of startup cost. You know, you've got to build studios. You've got to hire people. You've got a lot of new, you know, camera. You got to put all that stuff together. So you're doing all that. It's a startup cost. They want to get their investment back before they have profit that they're putting into the team. So I think it, if you think about it just logically with the, you know, if you're buying a house and you're going to build a hotel, let's say. So you do the building, you got it up, you want to be able to pay it off before you start seeing profit out of it, right? Before you start, you want to make sure that your cost is all covered.
There are sequences.
It's all
sequential.
It
you have to wait for one to get the other.
Exactly.
But it's a fair question,
it's a fair question.
And people are going to be skeptical. The one question I think we'll address, because I know we have to get out of here soon, is probably better for the 5 at 5 and maybe tomorrow. But all of this sort of acrimony or angst, if people are feeling that about the marquee network, about the Cubs, is this going to push fans away from the Cubs? Can you envision it getting to the point where, say there's no deal done with Comcast by opening day, you've got 1.8 million or 2 million or however many million Cubs fans out there disenfranchised, feeling disenchanted with the team because they can't watch the team.
Right.
Does that push them away from the Cub, from being a Cub fan? Will it affect your fandom if you can't watch your team?
Well,
and who do you hold responsible for that?
Let me say this. Let's say that you can't get it right away and the team doesn't play well. Like, if the team's playing well and you want to watch the games, but if you, you know, I mean, a lot of people made jokes about Crane saying that they did better with their first debut than the Bulls game. Well, of course they did, say many texters, because the Bulls are not really great, riveting television.
Well, I found that interesting, though. I found that interesting. That's still an NBA regular season game.
I coach by faith.
And you're talking about a spring training game that means absolutely nothing.
But my point is, if the Bulls are flying high, they're crushing everything. So there are some sports that rely upon Cubs games. You watch no matter what. You know, baseball, you kind of watch regardless of the success of the team. But if you don't have the number one cable provider in town, and you're running afoul of a bad season, and I'm not saying that's going to happen, but you have that risk, and then how do your advertising costs How are you paying off everything that you're doing? If it's just
baseball,
it's,
inspires
they need to get Comcast.
Yeah, baseball inspires more loyalty, but this is going to maybe test it with some people.
Right. You got to. They need Comcast. They do, and I think Crane realizes that. And we have a another texter saying that, you know, his cable is tied to his phones, which is tied to all of the technology in his house. How would that affect the whole thing? And, you know, I know a lot of people.
Welcome to the club.
That will take all that stuff and connect it for cheaper pricing.
Yes.
And that's the thing, Dustin, that you're not considering when you're telling people to just dump it. So that's a bit of an issue. 312-644-6767. I know he is. That's what he
you
does.
You do that on purpose because you know that we have to go to break and Kevin will strangle me if I get into it with you right here.
What, so. How did I get into it? What did I do on purpose?
You just trolled me right there.
How did I possibly?
Done, by the way.
Trolling right there. Thank you.
Transition is next.
Dave, yeah. Wouldn't you Dave, think Dave, that if Dave, you Dave, had somebody Dave, Dave, was sober dump on dump the field?
We got Danny Cotter next. Molly and Haw, the score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on the score.
Bryant's approach to entering Mesa has been spectacular. I think that's a good way to approach it, and I'm not surprised at all. That's one of the things that I really respect about him. He is the ideal professional. That's something that should be celebrated.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Are you a homeowner constantly dealing with contractors to fix things around your home? Do you deal with the hassle of calling around, no-shows, and getting ripped off? It doesn't have to be like that if you use the Jiffy On Demand app. Jiffy On Demand gives you the power to schedule already vetted contractors within minutes, just like ordering an Uber. Download the Jiffy On Demand app and use the code JUSTJIFFYIT for $30 off your first job or online at JiffyOnDemand.com. Jiffy On Demand, fast, reliable home maintenance for less.
So who doesn't want to know another language? Well, the problem is learning it. I mean, if you could just flip a switch and know French or Spanish or even Russian, that'd be cool, right? But who wants to sit in a class for hours when you could be doing something fun? But now, here's the next best thing to flipping that language switch. Getting the Babbel app. With Babbel, you can learn a language in just a few minutes a day. No kidding, just a few minutes. And in no time, you'll be able to speak another language. So if someone drops you in France, you'll be able to have a great conversation. Unless, of course, they drop you in France and you had learned Russian, but hey, that's okay, you get my point. Get Babbel, flip the switch, and know a language. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
New spring styles are here at Old Navy. Get there today for up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans for the family. Tops start at just $8. That's right, just $8. Hurry in for up to 50% off the looks you want now, like fresh new denim in the season's best colors. Get up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans, plus save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 222 to 31, select styles only.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rahul Kare, founder of Innovative Wellness. There are 50 medical conditions for which you may qualify to receive a medical marijuana card. Did you know that with a medical marijuana card, you have priority access, receive up to a 30% discount on taxes, and have the ability to grow your own plants? So why not see if a medical marijuana card is right for you? Innovative Wellness certifies qualifying patients. Learn more at InnovativeMMJ.com. That's InnovativeMMJ.com. We take insurance.
If you're in the market for windows, you need to make the call that I did to Russ Armstrong, the owner of Chicago Window Guys. They're different because they make and install all their own products and offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I recently had my windows done. I am thrilled with them. Get the best price, the best product, deal directly with the owner. Call the Chicago Window Guys today, 847-881-3060. That's 847-881-3060. And for the first 10 callers who mention my name, Dan, you'll get 10% off your order. Check out his reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable